A common question I hear is about the word that in a sentence like this one. I got the job you wanted. Should you make it, I got the job that you wanted? And how do you know which of those two is right? And yes, that's how I've heard these questions posed, as if one choice is surely right and the other, therefore, must be wrong. But despite the widespread misperception that in grammar only one form can be correct, both my example sentences above are grammatical. The one with the that and the one without. However, there are times when one choice clearly shines above another, and to make the best choice, it helps to understand the grammar here. The word that can function as a number of different parts of speech, but in a sentence like, I got the job that you wanted, it's functioning as something called a relative pronoun. Relative pronouns are a small group containing only that, which, who, and whom. Their job is to introduce relative clauses, which come after a noun to modify it. In other words, the whole relative clause is working as an adjective. So in, I got the job that you wanted, the relative clause that you wanted is modifying job, adding further specificity and information to this noun. As I said, who, whom, and which all work the same way, heading up clauses that modify nouns. I hired the man who you said does the best work. Bob just met the woman whom he will probably marry. In both these cases, dropping the relative pronoun who or whom doesn't change the meaning. I hired the man you said does the best work. Bob just met the woman he will probably marry. So can you drop those relative pronouns? Absolutely. There's even a name for doing this. In English, we call this the zero relative or zero relative pronoun. And it's a valid choice anytime it makes sense in your sentence. But beware, that's not always the case. That's because sometimes relative pronouns are followed by a subject and a verb. Look at the car that you drive, where you is a subject following that. But other times, there's no subject after the relative pronoun, as in, the car that runs well. There's no you or other noun or pronoun after that. So if you drop the relative pronoun from the first example, it's not a problem because the subject you is still there to make sense of things. The car you drive. But you can't drop that from the car that runs well without completely changing the grammar and potentially the meaning of your sentence. The word which works slightly differently than its fellow relative pronouns, making it an unlikely candidate to drop. But that, who, and whom are expendable any time another pronoun is standing by, as long as the sentence that remains is as clear as it was with the relative pronoun. So if you want to say that Bob just met the woman whom he will probably marry, or Bob just met the woman he will probably marry, either choice is fine.